Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 30, 2010. Palestinians reluctant to resume peace talks if settlement construction continues, and settlers continue their assaults against Palestinians in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. One Palestinian worker was wounded by unexploded ordnance apparently left behind by the Israeli army during the war in Gaza last year, medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported. The worker has not been identified as of the time of this report, but is reported by witnesses to be in his mid-30s, was moved to Kamal Adwan Hospital suffering moderate wounds. He was collecting stones and debris near the Beit Hanun crossing in the northern part of the Gaza Strip as part of his daily work, the only source of income for his family. In Jerusalem, medics and lawyers revealed that Israeli army uses poisoning tear gas to suppress protests organized by Palestinians in Jerusalem. They demanded, in a press conference held in Silwan protest tent on Wednesday, the formation of an international committee in order to investigate the kind of bombs used by the Israeli military and police in Jerusalem. Fakhri Abu Diab, member of Silwan's Land Defense Committee, pointed that these bombs have a very negative impact on those who are exposed to it, adding that some of the canisters had an overdue expiration date. Medics said that victims of these bombs suffered extreme fatigue, vomiting and high temperature, which are symptoms of poisoning. Israeli settlers called on Thursday for the demolition of a mosque in the West Bank village of Borin near Nablus. A local government source in Nablus stated that settlers posted stickers on the intersection called for the destruction of the mosque, which is located in a residential neighborhood and which is exposed to daily attacks by the Israeli military. In political news, Palestinian Authority officials expressed resistance to resumption of the direct peace talks without an extension of the West Bank settlement freeze. These statements were made ahead of the visit of the U.S. envoy George Mitchell on Thursday. Mitchell, along with the European Union's top diplomat Catherine Ashton, will meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Thursday at his headquarters in Ramallah. Ashton announced she is heading to the region, quote, as a